نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, we continue with series number 2 regarding the great illustrious Sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Last week we spoke about some of the virtues of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today we continue with that in one hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَنَا يَدٌ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كَافَيْنَا. Whoever helped me and assisted me, favored me in some way or the other, I have repaid that person. مَا خَلَى أَبَا بَكَرٍ. With the exception of the favors that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has rendered to me. فَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا يَدًا يُكَافِيهِ اللَّهُ بِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Abu Bakr Siddiq has made so many favors to me, so many ihsanat to me, that only Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will repay him on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith, عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال أبو بكر سيدنا وَخَيْرُنَا وَحَبُّنَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Umar radiallahu ta'ala knew such a great illustrious sahabi. He used to say that Abu Bakr is our master. Abu Bakr is the best among us. And Abu Bakr was the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Anta sahibi fil ghar wa sahibi ala al-hawz. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was a companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Oh Abu Bakr, you were my companion in the cave, you will also be my companion in the Hawdi Kawthar. In one hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yanbaghi li qawmin fihim Abu Bakr ayya ummahum ghayruhu. If in a community, in a people, if Abu Bakr Siddiq is there, in the presence of Abu Bakr Siddiq, it does not behove anyone to make imamat, to lead the people in salah and in general, whilst Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is present. That shows the very high lofty position of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith, Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned one of his personal incident. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once encouraged us to give sadaqah, to give charity. And coincidentally at that time, Allah also blessed me with wealth. So I thought to myself, every time Abu Bakr Siddiq beats us, today I am going to beat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Al-yawm asbiqu Abu Bakr in sabaqtuhu yawman. If I have to beat him today, then most definitely I will do so. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, فَجِئْتُ بِنِسْفِ مَالِي. All the wealth that Allah ta'ala blessed me, 50% of our wealth, I came and gave it as sadaqah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I thought, nobody's going to beat me today. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you have given sadaqah and charity, what did you leave for your family? فَقُلْتُ مِسْلَ. O Prophet of Allah, I gave 50%, 50% I left for my family. وَأَتَى أَبُو بَكَرْ بِكُلِّ مَا عِنْدَهُ. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala then brought 100% of his wealth. And he presented everything to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Bakr, Ma abqaita li ahlik? What did you leave for your family? Abu Bakr Siddiq gave an amazing reply. Abqaitu lahum Allah wa Rasul. I have left for my family none other than Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala heard this. He was so enthusiastic that today if he had to compete and precede Abu Bakr, he will do so. But he said, after this incident, la asbiquhu ila shay'in abada. Never ever will I be able to overtake and supersede Abu Bakr Siddiq in anything good that he does. In one hadith, Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, O Abu Bakr, anta atiqullah minan nar. You are the freed person, emancipated, liberated from the fire of Jahannam. The word Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, atiqullah. Fayawma idhin summiya atiqan. From that day onwards, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's name, title became atiq. Atiq means somebody that is freed, somebody that is liberated. Great honor. When you are liberated from Jahannam, it means that you're going to grant entrance into Jannah and Paradise. In one hadith, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنا أول من تنشق عنه الأرض. On the day of Qiyamah, I will be the first person that will raise up from the ground. The earth will split from the Rawza Aqbas first, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will rise up. Thumma Abu Bakr, thumma Umar. Then Abu Bakr, then Umar. Thumma Aati Ahl al-Baqi'. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, from where I am by the Rawza Aqdas, I will come by Jannatul Baqi. Fayuhsharuna ma'i. All the inmates of Jannatul Baqi, they will be resurrected with me on the day of Qiyamah. Thumma antaziru Ahla Makkah. Then I will wait for all the inmates in Jannatul Mala to meet up with them, hatta uhshar bayn al haramain, until I will be resurrected between the two harams. That means the haram of Makkah, haram of Madinah Munawwara. In one hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Atani Jibreel fa akhadha biyadi. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came to me, he held my hand, fa arani bab al jannah alladhi yadkhulu minhu ummati. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam showed me the door through which my ummat will enter. فقال أبو بكر يا رسول الله وددت أني كنت معك حتى أنظر إلي. O Prophet of Allah, it's my wish and my desire that I be with you in Jannah. Just as I was with you in this world, I hope I could be with you in Jannah so that all the time I can look at you. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أما إنك أبا بكر أول من يدخل الجنة من أمتي. Forget you being just with me. In fact, your position would be such that you will be the first person from my ummah to enter into Jannah and Paradise. Subhanallah. In one hadith, it is mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once climbed Mount Uhud. Not far away from Madina Munawwara, Mount Uhud. Many people pronounce it as Uhud. It is Uhud. Wa Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman. And with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Mount Uhud, Abu Bakr Siddiq also was with, Umar was with, Uthman was with. So, four great personalities, the mountain shook. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Mount Uhud. Usbut Uhud, O Mount Uhud, what are you shaking for? Remain calm. Innama ka'alayka nabiyun wa siddiqun wa shahidan. Don't you know that upon you is a Nabi of Allah? Don't you know that upon you is a Siddiq, a most truthful person, and two shuhada, referring to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was a prediction that Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhuma would become shaheed and martyred in the path of Allah. In one hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man anfaqa zawjayni fi sabilillah nudiya min abwabil jannah. That person who spent anything in pairs, whatever it is, he doesn't just give one of it, he gives two of it in the path of Allah. Nudiya min abwabil jannah. He would be called from the door of Jannah, Ya Abdullah, hada khair. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّلَاةِ وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجِهَادِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الْجِهَادِ وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصِّيَامِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الرَّيَّانِ. That person who used to be very frequent in his salah, then he will be called from the door of salah in Jannah. In Jannah there will be various doors with different names. So if a person was very punctual in his salah, the door of Jannah will call onto him and tell to him, come through me. If a person was very frequent in keeping fast, then he will be called from the door of Rayyan. Rayyan means to quench a thirst. And وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّدَقَةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّدَقَةِ. That person who was very, very generous, open-hearted, always giving sadaqah and charity, then he will be called from the door of sadaqah. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu heard this fadhail from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بي أبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله ما على من دعية من تلك الأبواب من ضرورة. The whole idea is for a person to enter into Jannah. There's so many doors in Jannah. Now, what is the need for all the doors to invite a person to go into Jannah when ultimately the person just need one door to enter into Jannah? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, leave that question of yours out. So, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ يُدْعَى أَحَدٌ مِّن تِلْكَ الْأَبْوَابِ كُلِّهَا. Will there be a situation where any person will be called from all the doors of Jannah? If ultimately you need just one door to enter, but would there be a situation where any person will be invited from all the doors of Jannah? So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, نَعَمْ أَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Yes, Abu Bakr, I hope you would be that person where every door of Jannah will be desirous of you entering through it. And in one hadith, it is mentioned, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I envied, if we put all our actions together, then the one act of Nabi Sallallahu of Abu Bakr Siddiq of the day and one act of the night will overpower. It refers to the incident when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was making hijrat with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when they went into the cave, so Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you remain outside, let me go inside and make clean everything. When he came out, he remembered there were a few holes he did not plug. He took some cloth material of it and he plugged it in there. And then he goes inside with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there were two or three holes that were unplugged. Abu Bakr Siddiq put his feet there to plug those holes so that no creature, no snake may come through that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting on the corner of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A snake happened to bite Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He didn't shake. He contained himself until when the sweat fell on the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up at that time. He says, this is such an act that we put all our acts together, it can never equate to this great sacrifice that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made. For today, I just want to mention three outstanding qualities of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One very outstanding quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was his absolute submission to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beginning stage of Islam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started inviting the people towards the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, condemning the idols, so that created a turbulence in the community in Makkah Mukarramah. The kuffar of Makkah used to worship idols. They were obsessed with the idols. Every community had their own idol. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam condemned idol worshipping. So some people went to Abu Bakr Siddiq and told to him, see what Muhammad is saying. He's calling the people towards one Lord. And he says, our idols are insignificant. Abu Bakr Siddiq goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Prophet of Allah, at that time he said, O Muhammad, this is what I heard about Abu Bakr Siddiq. Yes, it is true. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala have made me his prophet. I call towards the oneness of Allah. I am the messenger of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read some ayat of the Quran Kareem. Without any hesitation, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala brought iman on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever I've invited to deen and Islam, everyone had some degree of hesitation with the exception of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Another outstanding quality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was his tawakkul. His full trust in Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In Bukhari, in the 9th juz of Bukhari Sharif, an amazing incident mentioned about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was at the height of oppression and persecution in Makkah Mukarramah. When Abu Bakr Siddiq thought that he can't freely worship Almighty Allah, he should leave from here and go somewhere where he can freely worship Allah. So he carried on until he came to a place called Barkul Ghamad, Barkul Ghamad. This is a place in Yemen. So he came across a person by the name of Ibn Daghina, who was Sayyid al-Qara. He was the leader of the tribe of Qara. So Ibn Daghina recognized Abu Bakr Siddiq because he was very popular, well known, everybody liked him. So he asked, "Oh Abu Bakr, Aina Turid, where are you going?" So Abu Bakr Siddiq told, "Akhrajani Qawmi, my nation have expelled me, taken me out. Wa uridu an asiha fil ard an a'buda rabbi. I wish to just travel somewhere where I can freely worship by Allah. This world belongs to Allah. The sky belongs to Allah. The earth belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Why should I be restricted? So if I'm restricted in one place, let me go somewhere else where I can freely worship by Allah." So, Ibn Daghina mentioned to Abu Bakr Siddiq, "Inna mislaka la yakhruj wa la yukhruj. Wa la yukhruj. The like of you, a person like you, should never leave Makkah, and neither a person like you should be expelled from Makkah." And then he mentioned some qualities of Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he mentioned, "Innaka taksibul ma'doom, wa tasilul rahim, wa tahmilul kal, wa tuqri al-dhaif, wa tu'inu ala nawa'ibil haqq." Amazing. He praised Abu Bakr Siddiq with those words that Khadija radiallahu ta'ala praised Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got wahi, and he came home and he was shivering. And he told to Khadija that I fear destruction and disaster upon me. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala comforted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly with the same words that Ibn Daghina comforted Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Ulama mentioned that shows there was nisbat-e-ittihadi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr's temperament was exactly the same. Meaning, innaka taksibul ma'doom. You are such that those people that don't have anything, they are underprivileged, you earn and you empower them. You maintain family ties. You take the people's burdens, you take it upon yourself. You bring comfort to your people. When guests come to your place, then you host them in a most beautiful way. And when any catastrophe takes place, then you help and assist the people. So how can a person like you be taken out? So Ibn Daghina told, "You go back to Makkah wa ana jarul lak. I'm now going to give you the support." When he goes back, Ibn Daghina tells to the leader of Makkah that I'm giving full support, I'm intervening on behalf of Abu Bakr, and I'm giving full support, let him stay over here. But they told him he can stay in Makkah on condition he mustn't worship, do his worship, religious practices openly. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala knew, over a period of time in the courtyard of his house, he had made a small musalla. It was his habit whenever he used to recite the Quran Kareem. Abu Bakr Siddiq, when he should recite the Quran Kareem, he was so engrossed in the recitation of the Quran Kareem as though he is talking to Allah, Allah is talking to him. And he used to cry profusely. He was totally unmindful of himself. He used to become completely selfless. And as women and children used to pass by, they used to look at Abu Bakr Siddiq. Something amazing. Do we see a person like him? Reading the Quran, reading a book and just crying. There's some commitment and devotion, dedication in him. And that used to attract the people to Islam. Kuffar of Makkah heard about this. They complained to Ibn Daghina, we told you that you can give him asylum on condition that he doesn't openly proclaim his religion. Yeah, this is what he's doing. Finally, cutting a long story short, Ibn Daghina comes to Abu Bakr Siddiq and told him that the leaders told me that I should take my intervention back. That asylum that I have given you, I should take it back unless you go, you maintain the condition again. That's when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, Urid an arudda jawarak. That protection you have given me, take it back. Wa arda bi jawarillah. I am happy with the protection of Almighty Allah. And just one more incident before I terminate. Outstanding quality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was his iman bil ghaib. This is a fundamental requirement for every one of us. Iman bil ghaib. Today, when we look at this materialistic world, we place our iman on things. And we wonder that where the power of the things come from. Least to our mind go to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yet Allah is the power behind everything. Iman bil ghaib, yu'minuna bil ghaib. And this was an outstanding quality in Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. went for Mi'raj, the physical ascension toward the skies. When he comes back, he told the people that in the night I went up to the first heaven, right up to the seven heavens, and I've come back. People mocked and scoffed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went and told Abu Bakr Siddiq, oh Abu Bakr, see what your friend is saying. So, he said, is that what he's saying? He went over to the seven heavens. He mentioned, yes, that's what he's saying. See, if that is what he's saying, then I believe in him. So they said, how can you believe in him? In such an amazing, such a thing that's beyond our comprehension. So Abu Bakr Siddiq mentioned to the Kuffar of Makkah, it's because I believe in him in something more greater than that, more greater than the Isra Mi'raj. And that is, Muhammad says that he gets information from the skies. When I believe in that, so what is so unique for him now from the earth to go up to the skies when I accepted information that is coming from the skies? This was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, great, amazing personality, illustrious sahabi of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Three lessons we learn from this. One is submission, subjugation, subservience to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had. Second quality we learn, iman bil ghaib. Yu'minuna bil ghaib. That we bring iman on ghaib, we bring iman in Allah, we bring iman in Jannat, we bring iman in Jahannam, we bring iman in the Malaika, we bring iman in things that we did not see. That is the test of our iman. Otherwise, if we see everything and bring iman, that is iman bil mushahada, that's what iman bil ghaib. And the third is complete tawakkul and trust in Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We adopt the asbab of this world, but it is our belief that Allah put the effect in the asbab. The asbab itself in al-mu'athiri haqiqi, the asbab, they have the effect from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah increase our iman and increase our love for the illustrious sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.